The cemetery caretaker and the ashen-faced, trembling young man make an odd pair as they stand by an open grave under the pale moon. In the grave itself is a coffin. The lid has been pried open, and inside, the corpse of a middle-aged man. The caretaker warns.
I've heard about creeps like you. Read about grave robbers. I never thought I'd come across one. Here, I've sent for the cops, young man. Don't you try any rest, Clef. I'm a match for you any day.
But you don't understand. I've tried to save his life, and now it's too late.
Don't give me that. This fellow has given a decent Christian burial. You've desecrated his grave.
Desecrated, you say? Isn't it desecration to bury a man while he's still alive?
Eh? What's he talking about? You don't think people go around being buried alive these days, do you? I don't know what to make of you. I watched you this afternoon. I thought you looked a bit peculiar. I didn't know what you were doing at a pauper's burial.
Shouldn't have had a pauper's burial. Shouldn't have had a burial at all. I could have saved him.
You'd better think up a good story. Something told me you were up to no good. Nah, don't you try any rough stuff. I already warned you. I watched you. The police are on their way. Breaking open a coffin like that, eh? I knew you were up to something, but I never thought that
It's because... Because I let him get buried alive, and I was ashamed. I let him get buried alive for a measly $500. Now he's dead.
Hey, did you come out of a loony bin or something? Now that I get a better look at you, you don't look like no grave robber.
I'm not. Listen.
What's he to you, this fellow we buried today?
Nothing, except I'm responsible for his death. I touched him. He's cold. Cold as death.
He's only been in the grave a few hours. They don't stay cold like that. Sometimes we get an exhumation order. We have to dig him up. You'd be surprised how cold they get.
He is dead, isn't he? I brought this mirror with me. There's no breath. Look.
I don't have to look. He's been in the morgue for 2 days. He's been given a pauper's burial, and now then what's all this about, young man? I wanted to go home. He was dead all right when they buried him.
But not when the ambulance took him to the morgue. You see, I know.
You know? Oh, was he a relative of yours?
I didn't even know he existed until 2 days ago. I've been trapped in the streets looking for work. I didn't want to go home. If you can call that one room Lil and I occupy a home. It was still ringing in my ears, that thing that she shouted at me as I left there.
I've come to the end of my tether. I've pawned everything. Look, look, even the wedding ring you slipped on my finger in the church. What did he say? And all thy worldly goods? Ha, that's a laugh. You were going to share all your worldly goods, were you? Well, if you don't get some money or a job, I'm walking out on you. Do you hear? I'm walking out and I'll go live with my sister. At least I'll get some warmth. And 3 square meals a day.
Don't say that, Lil. Was it my fault I fell sick and couldn't work in the factory anymore? I've tried, dear. I really have. Anywhere I go, they look at me and say, no vacancies.
Not my fault either. I'm warning you. I can't take much more of this.
I know, honey, I know. I'll get something today. I promise. It was a promise I couldn't keep. Pounding the pavement, watching the dislike and fear in the eyes of the world as I passed by. Fear that one day they might become like me. And then I see him. I was coming up Duke's Lane. Nothing on either side except a huge brick wall. It was a short, fat little man. Our steps blurred in the quiet thoroughfare. What was he stopping for? Was he taking caution? Did he think me a gangster or something? I suppose I look like something that crawled out of a piece of cheese. Sir, are you all right? He's conked out. There doesn't seem to be any breath. I wonder who he is. He must have something in his pockets. Whoa, look at all this money. Must have been $500 at least. poor swine. What good was the money now? I'd better call a cop.
Well, if you don't get some money or a job, I'm walking out on you. Do you hear? I'm walking out.
There's nothing anyone can do for this poor swine. They'll find him soon enough. What does a guy do in a case like this? Beat it, you fool. Beat it with the first decent money you've had in months. Someone will find him. Run! Lil.
Joe, you got some money?
That's right. $3 $100 bills, $2 $50s, and the rest of it in 20s. It all adds up. It all adds up nicely. $500.
Oh, Joe, honey. How did you get this money? You didn't go and do anything silly, did you?
Like what, rob a bank? I wouldn't even know where to start.
But how'd you get it?
You'll never believe it. I remember when I was in the sanatorium and I had this friend there with the same lung condition that I had. His name was Ted Brown.
Yes.
Well, I lent him $10.
You lent him $10 while I was...
Well, I was still drawing my wages, wasn't I? We didn't know that the doctor wouldn't let me go back to the factory. It wasn't bad back then.
All right. What about this Ted Brown?
Well, I met him in the street, see? He says that he's been looking for me everywhere. He wanted to repay me that money.
Go on.
Well, we went into a pub to have a drink. There was a bookie there. And Ted said that he had a hot tip. 50-1. It won, Lil. $500.
Oh, Joe, 500 smackers. Oh, I love you.
Lil went out to get some groceries and a couple of bottles of beer. I sat in the bed and had a further look at the wallet. Having taken all the money out, I thought it'd be empty. There were two pockets, both with plastic windows. The first held a card that said, Harold Maxted, 26 Farley Street, Ornsby. Then I looked at the second plastic window. There were strange words printed in a white card. It said, I am not dead. I am subject to a form of cataleptic illness which may appear to cause death. If I am found, please inform Dr. Alfred Miller, Ormsby, 6641. No, it can't be. Not dead. Cataleptic? What have I done? They'll think he's... I gotta call. But Lil, she'll wonder where I've gone. I've given her all my money.
Here, I got the groceries. Take these bottles from me, will you?
What time is it, Lil?
I don't know. The bar's just open. I'd say about 6. Why?
Give me $10. Do you have any change? I need some change. I've got to use the telephone. It won't take long.
What is it?
I've got to call someone.
You're not going gambling, are you? You haven't got the bug. You're not betting on tomorrow's races or anything like that, are you, Joe? There are all those bills to be paid.
I know, love. I know. No, I'm not gambling. But I need it, please. I'll be back in a little while. It's just that... Please, Lil.
All right. Here. Joe!
It's all right, love. Would I be too late with the phone call? Would they have buried this poor guy without knowing that he's cataleptic? Thinking he was dead? This would be the number to the doctor in the wallet.
Hello,
could I speak to Dr. Miller, please?
Dr. Miller has gone abroad. He's been away for the past 6 weeks.
Abroad? Oh, no. Have you taken over his practice, sir?
No, I'm not a medical man. But if you're in need of a doctor, there must be plenty.
No. It isn't like that. You don't know which hospital Dr. Miller was at.
I'm afraid I can't help you. I must go now. My wife is shouting. Dinner's on the table.
I'm sorry. Thank you. And then another thought seeped into my brain. Underground. A long wooden box and a man buried alive. Being buried alive. And a shovel heaping earth on the wooden boards. There must be a Maxted in the telephone directory. There was. 14 Maxteds. Everyone alive and bad-tempered.
No, I ain't got no relatives that suffer from this cata thing you're talking about. There's gotta be some other Maxteds in the phone book. Why don't you try one of them?
I have. You're Zachariah Maxted. You're the last one on the list.
Well, I can't help you.
What now? though I go along to the police and say, "Look, I stole the man's wallet. Someone might be shoving him into 6 feet of earth." What do? I decide to sleep on it. Sleep? That's a laugh. Death? I didn't know what to do. It had been less than 6 hours since I saw that guy. Maybe he's still there. Maybe if I got back to Duke's Lane, he'll still be laying there.
Joe?
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I didn't want to wake you up.
It's the middle of the night. Where are you going?
I won't be long.
No, Joe, you're not going anywhere. I thought you've been acting strange. Oh, Joe, I know I've nagged and threatened you, but it was only because you were getting so down, so beaten. I love you, Joe.
It isn't that at all. All right, Lil, I'll tell you. Then you'll see, I have to go. And so I told her. I told her the whole story of how I robbed a man I thought was dead. A corpse that had no use for $500 in his wallet. So you see, I have to go find him. Or find out where they've taken him. They'll think he's dead, Lil.
Oh, Joe. Joe, someone will have found him by now. He's probably lying in bed fast asleep. People who have these sort of fits, they recover.
No, they don't. After I found all the Maxteds I could, I went to the library and I looked it up. Unless they get assistance, they can stay that way for days. By then, they'll bury him. And you know what that makes me? A murderer. I let a man die for $500.
What if you call the police station? What if you call the Ormsby police station and tell them, "Oh, no, Joe, you can't do that. They'll call you a thief and put you away. Look, I'm getting dressed and I'm coming with you. Where did you say it was? Duke's Lane? Joe, let's pray he's still there."
It might be worse. He might have died from lack of attention. Let's pray someone saw him and took him into the hospital and they realized he wasn't dead.
Shh, a cop.
It's a bit nippy this time of night, isn't it? You're up late, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
There was a little commotion in Duke's Lane a few hours ago, so my friend Phyllis told me. Something happened in Duke's Lane?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just before I came on duty, postman saw a guy lying in the lane here. Man dropped dead.
You're sure he was dead?
So the police surgeon said. Why, know anything about it?
No, we don't know anything about it. It was just that we wondered if it was anyone we knew.
Oh, well, I believe they've identified him all right. If you go around to the station, they may be able to tell you.
Oh, I don't think it's anyone we know. Come on, love. It's too cold to stand here chatting. Let's go up to bed.
You two married?
Yes.
You should have been in bed ages ago. Good night, or rather, good morning.
Let's go to the police station.
No, no, no. You'll have to explain about the wallet. Besides, this policeman doesn't really know.
But Lil...
It's no good, Joe. We're going home. Come on. Some more coffee, Joe?
No thanks, Lil. It's no good. We've got to go to the police. We're committing murder. It's 2 days now. I didn't sleep a wink all night last night. Kept having nightmares, hearing Maxted's voice pounding in my brain, telling me to save him before it's too late. He kept saying, "I'll be punished."
But you said yourself, it's only a nightmare. All right, don't go. I will. I'll say that I knew... What was his name?
Maxted. Harold Maxted.
I'll say I know him and that he's a cataleptic. That's it. Excuse me?
Hello. Oh, aren't you the lady I saw on Duke's Lane the other night?
That's right. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. You know, we were talking about someone who dropped dead that afternoon. Were you able to identify him?
Yes, we were able to identify him, all right. Why?
He's a cataleptic. He's not really dead, you know.
Oh, don't be funny. I've got the card here. They're burying him this afternoon. He's in the Ormsby mortuary. Cardiac failure. This is the wreath for the body, for it to be buried. Signed by the police surgeon, Dr. Herbert Spencer. He may have been a cataleptic. I don't know about that, but he died of heart failure, being buried in a pauper's grave in Ormsby Cemetery this afternoon.
Maybe I'm being a bit silly, Thank you, officer. Goodbye. Sure, he's dead. The death certificate was signed by the police surgeon.
What do the cops know about cataleptics? If the doctor had known that he was a cataleptic, I'm going to stop the burial.
You can't, Joe. You can't. Once you tell the police about the wallet, where are you going, Joe?
I don't know. To get drunk? I don't know anything anymore. My glass of beer went sour in my mouth. I had bought it with blood money, the blood of Harold Maxted. I left the pub and walked. They were burying him in a pauper's grave, were they? I didn't ask my feet to move towards the cemetery. It seemed that they didn't belong to me. They were burying him as I got there. A minister, a grave digger, and an old man. Obviously the caretaker and the police sergeant. I wanted to shout, "Don't! Don't put him in the grave! He's not a corpse, he's alive!" I couldn't. The three stripes on the sergeant's sleeve seemed to represent the number of years I might get for stealing and withholding information. I ran from the cemetery as though I was running from the vengeance of Maxted himself.
Hello, Joe.
They buried him at last. I saw them do it, in a cheap wooden coffin. Maybe it's a good thing the coffin was a cheap one. Maybe the coffin maker gutted it. Maybe there's holes in it. Maybe the poor swine will be able to breathe. $500, and I've turned myself into a murderer. I've let you in on it, too. They'll say that you're part of the conspiracy. What have I done to you? What have I done to us?
Nothing, Joe. All right, so you pinched his wallet when we were both starving. No one can have you up for murder.
Now that's besides the point, isn't it, Lil? He's down there struggling for breath, isn't he? He won't be struggling for long. I don't know anything about cataleptics, but you can't be nailed inside a coffin underneath 6 feet of earth long. Look out the window, Lil. It's got dark already.
It's winter, Joe.
I know the grave, Lil. I'm going back.
Joe.
You're not going to stop me, Lil. I'm going back, and I'm going to get him out of the grave. Please, Lil, I've got to go.
All right, Joe. I'll come with you.
No, I couldn't bear it. I've got to do this on my own.
Suppose he's too heavy for you. You're not strong, Joe.
It's a pauper's grave, Lil. They didn't take much trouble with him.
Why a pauper? All that money in his wallet.
That makes it worse, doesn't it? Maybe they couldn't find his relatives. What with the doctor gone away and everything. Here, Lil. Get my hammer out of the drawer. It's got that thing on the end to pull nails out. And a piece of mirror.
All right. Here. I hope you're right. That you know what you're doing.
It's the only way, Lil. The only way. Here I am, in the graveyard, and it's too late. He's dead, all right.
Oh, my, young man. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes, not for nothing. Just a minute. What did you say this guy's name was?
It was Maxted, Harold Maxted.
Oh, no, it's not.
What?
This guy's name is Sidney Frazier. Are you sure it's the same feller?
I'm positive. I know it's the same guy. His accusing face following me around, sleeping and waking.
Oh, well, young man, come and have a look with me. We don't give them much of a tombstone, these paupers. There you are, Sidney Frazier. Born February the 6th, 1920. Died December the 5th, 1967.
But I've told you everything. They've given him the wrong name.
You better tell that to the police. I'm sorry about this, young man. I warn you. I thought I was too old to take you on my own. When you started opening that grave, I ran to the cemetery office, and I phoned the police.
Oh, well, it's almost a relief.
Hey, what's going on here? Oh, it's you again. Your wife was in the police station this morning with some nonsense about it. Digging up a grave, are you? There's something fishy going on. When I told the sergeant that your wife came in and we were burying someone who's a cataleptic and who's not dead, he nearly strangled me. Said I should have taken full particulars. Said I ought to charge you both with causing a public nuisance. This fella, Sidney Frazier, has had heart trouble for years. Sometimes an ordinary hospital had the pleasure of his company. More often than not, it was a prison hospital. Your wife comes in with a cockable story where burying him alive, as if we didn't know him. Sidney Frazier, in his day, he was the finest pickpocket in Hornsby.
Pickpocket?
Yeah, why, only the other day we had a complaint from Mr. Maxted that someone had stolen his wallet. The guy robbed him at a bus stop and started running. From his description, we knew he was Sid. He wasn't a cataleptic, he was a pickpocket. You'd better pull yourself together, and now, what are you doing here? And why is this grave open?
Oh, that's all right, officer. Our young friend here got a bit mixed up. So I opened the grave to show him he was mistaken.
Then why did you ring the police and say there was a suspicious character lurking in the cemetery?
Well, it seems I was mistaken, that's all, officer. In fact, we were both mistaken, weren't we, young man? Pickpocket, cataleptics.
Yeah.